We're a pioneer church based in Loughborough in the UK. Our mission is to make disciples to establish heaven on earth.
We're going to continue today our series on the fruit of the Spirit as the way to well-being. So far, we've uncovered the power of joy and peace that grows in our lives when we are rooted in Jesus. And today we want to hit on a topic that at first may seem a little tougher to cultivate, but is no less crucial, and that's the fruit of patience. In this talk, I'm going to touch on some themes that Roger Bretherton looks at in his brilliant character course, which we've been exploring in some of our small group sessions. I've really enjoyed those, so do check those out if you want to dig a bit deeper into this topic over these next week or two in your small groups or personally on your own. Father God wants us to grow and become strong in our faith. And an aspect of godly character is maturity is resilience. It's the ability to keep going. The Christian journey is not always about getting what we want and never facing hardship. Jesus himself said, "In this life we will have trouble." Father God knows that we need the fruit of patience in our lives because we will inevitably face hard times. He wants us to thrive in the midst of hardship, not flee or collapse under the moment that it gets tough. Our character is like a muscle, and resistance helps it to develop and become strong. Some of us actually, and maybe this is you today, you feel like I've got no choice but to be patient and persist in my situation because life's been hard. It's dealt you a cruel hand. And it could be anything from illness to mental health problems. It could be breakdown in marriage. It could be burnout. It could be unemployment. It could be bereavement. And you may have done everything that you can to change things. You've been to the doctor, you've asked for advice, you've sent the emails, you've received prayer, and it's made no difference. You're stuck. And if things haven't moved forward, and even worse than that, you are tortured maybe by the idea that this might all be your fault. And if only you could find the right thing to do, or pull the right lever, or press the right button, the pain would vanish. You're wondering today maybe how you can go on. This word patience is not to make you feel guilty or to tell you to work harder, but to cheer you on in your situation, to know that God himself is with you, sustaining you and supporting you and standing with you today. When we look in the Bible, there are two words in the New Testament for patience. The first, and I'll try and pronounce this right, is makromethia, which means long-suffering or grit, and hypomenio, which means sticking with something under pressure. We translate that persistence or perseverance. And this second word is the most frequently used. It appears about 50 times in the New Testament. Ultimately, it means to stick around. The ability to resist temptation to flee when things get heavy. It suggests that we gain something through endurance that we might otherwise miss out on. And this pandemic season, the lockdown, social restrictions, grief, altered lives, is giving everyone the collective opportunity to grow our patience and find our perseverance. The pressure points will be different for each of us, but I'm sure you have become aware of the need to press in and keep on going in these hard times. Now, I find a definition of patience quite helpful from psychologists Peterson and Siegelman. They say, patiences and persistences, the ability to keep going at something, the capacity to get after those things that really matter to us, the ability to get our plans out of our mind or off our desk and into the world. Now, this probably allows the activists to breathe a collective sigh of relief because You know, patience is not passive. It's not sitting around waiting. And it's not procrastination, putting off till later. Patience is seeing the goal, holding on to God's promise, and hanging in there with grit and perseverance to see it come to pass. And patience is part of God's character too. He models it to us. And the Bible is packed full of stories and references to God's patience with us. I love Exodus 34, verse 6, because it records this incredible encounter that Moses has with God. It says this, "And he," that's God, "passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, 'The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness.'" And when I read that, slow to anger and rich in love, it just speaks of God's patience with his people. He had compassion on the Israelites when they rejected him and when they complained in the desert. He was patient with generations of kings and leaders who flip-flopped from faithfulness to rebellion. And he was patient with prophets like Jonah who questioned his message of forgiveness. And then we read about Jesus. Jesus was the living, breathing representation of God on earth. And he showed us how to be patient with one another. He worked for 3 long, hard years with the disciples, 12 men who ultimately deserted him at his time and hour of greatest need. Jesus took his time with people. He loved them. He cared for them. He healed them. He taught them. And he showed patience with people in their weakness and their mistakes. And ultimately, Jesus demonstrated patience and perseverance as he persisted through the pain and the suffering on the cross because he was looking ahead to the goal of winning a way back to the Father for us, for each of us, for you, for me. And the Holy Spirit is patient with his church. From its infancy in the book of Acts, where the Holy Spirit is poured out on those disciples in that upper room, through history, inspiring and empowering the church to work out the Great Commission, to make the good news of Jesus known to the ends of the earth, even here in Loughborough. God is patient because his plans and his purposes will prevail. He's the initiator and the perfecter of our faith journeys. So if you are feeling today like God's given up on you, I have good news. He is patient. He's waiting for you, and he will not give up on you. He's sticking with you in your situation. So those stories in Scripture show us who God is and his character, but they also show us that patience is linked with promise. And I look back on the experiences that I've had of encountering God as a child and as a teenager and a younger adult, and those promises that he will never leave me, that he's my rock, that he's the way, and the specific promises that I've received through prophetic words and encouragement from others over the years, ones about serving God and serving others. They've taken decades to come around, but I know those promises have come about. I know that I can trust him with my future because he's already proven himself faithful. So if you're losing your patience and asking, where is God? Do remind yourself today, this week, what are the things that you're waiting for that God has spoken to you about? What are his specific promises to you in your life? In Galatians 6, verse 9, it says this. "So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." That's so encouraging. And there's also a link between persistence and identity. What we choose to persist in defines who we are. When we talk about persistence, we're not just talking about the boring drudge of doing things over and over again. We're actually asking the question of, who do you want to be? What you persist in, you become. Even Jesus says there are benefits of following him that can only ever really be known at the far end of the persistence process. In Matthew and Mark, he says, the one who endures to the end will be saved. And in Luke, he puts it differently. By your endurance, you will gain your lives. And persistence is a sign of maturity. Patient perseverance allows you to see through the task and get the vision, the dream, the goal into reality. Procrastination and giving up can rob us of actualizing those dreams, those friendships, those projects, even those careers. There's more wisdom in Proverbs 16:32 that says, better to be patient than powerful. Better to have self-control than to conquer a city. See, patient people are not rushing in for quick wins, but can dig in, they can hold on, and work hard for lasting transformation. And Scripture celebrates heroes of the faith in that amazing chapter in Hebrews, chapter 11. And if you have a read of that, it's really inspiring. You see, those people there exhibited perseverance to hold on to God in spite of their circumstance. From the first covenant promises of family to an aging Abraham and Sarah, through to the first century church, who endured persecution because they're waiting patiently for a better life after resurrection. Justice is often won through by the persistent and the patient. I love the story of William Wilberforce, who dedicated his life to the abolition of slavery. Now, it took him his whole parliamentary career, 40 years after beginning the campaign to cease the horrors of the slave trade, he finally saw it come into law in 1833. Justice requires persistence. You know, I want to just take a moment to honour those in the Open Heaven community who are showing up with patience and persistence. And I just want to celebrate and kind of highlight those around us. I just want to celebrate those who are sticking that job, that in spite of the challenges of the role, you're continuing to show up and bring your contribution to be salt and light in that environment. Those who are leading organisations through this season, constantly having to innovate just to survive and to be creative to thrive. And there are teenagers who are being counted for Jesus in your situation in school, amongst your friends, being ready to explain the faith that you have in him. There are children in school dealing with social bubbles and face masks. There are students across the age range who are seeing through those studies at GCSE, A-level and degree. Education takes perseverance. Well done. And there are parents who are enduring sleepless nights, toilet training and tantrums. Well done for your patience. Well done for the grit. Stick in there. And there are those amongst us who are walking through ill health, holding on to Jesus and taking daily decisions to thank him and trust in him for their future. And marriages that are holding on to each other, reminding one another of the vows you made, believing the best in one another. God sees a whole community of people who are growing in patience. And God sees you on your journey of faith. He celebrates each step. He sees the sacrifices you make and the tenacity that you bring, and he applauds you. Patience is a weapon, and it is a primary posture of resistance against the demands of instant gratification, self-importance, and fear. Ephesians 6, which I love, it reminds us this, that when you've done all you can, stand firm. Standing is a patience posture. Engaging in Holy Spirit-fueled patience can be a secret pathway as well as we look on through this series to release the other fruits of the Spirit in our lives. I think that patience is a pathway to peace. It's a pathway to self-control. It's a pathway to faithfulness. and they can grow when we foster that persistence and patience in our lives. When I'm patient with myself, I can acknowledge and submit my emotions, my anxious thoughts to Jesus, allowing him to take my burdens, asking him for strength, understanding though I'm not in control, he is. And when I exercise patience, spiritual work and energy is expended in my will, my emotions and my thoughts. I'm prone myself to worry sometimes what others think of me. But if I can just pause for a moment and recall God's truth that I am a beloved son, the fear of others fades and courage is restored and I can keep on going. When I'm patient with my family, I can begin to teach myself self-control, to acknowledge that others' needs are equally or more important than mine. Patience quiets that storm in me to fix it now. Prayer is often an expression of persistence and patience. I just want to touch on that briefly. Because in prayer, we pursue God's presence and we align our attitudes and actions to heaven's agenda. Just as Jesus cried out, not his will, but the Father's in the Garden of Gethsemane. So we are encouraged by Jesus to pray, let it be here on earth as it is in heaven. And patience in prayer changes things. It changes the world around us. All through history, the faithful prayer of God's people has shifted and changed whole nations' trajectories. Persistent prayer has often been instrumental in regime change across Eastern Europe in the 80s and 90s against oppressive regimes. And there are many broken nations whose destinies have been impacted through patient prayer of Christians. There was a revival that broke out in Argentina. And then more recently, there's a whole load of revival breaking out among the Iranian persecuted church. Closer to home, as we grow in the fruit of patience, it impacts our relationships, increasing our capacity to love and encourage those around us, in our streets and in our workplaces too. You know, if you're like me and you sometimes need a jump start in prayer, and particularly in this season, maybe find a prayer partner, maybe a huddle, maybe in your small group, and commit together to praying through the 24/7 prayer app, Lecto 365. It's been so encouraging for me. I've loved it. And using scriptures and stories of unsung heroes of the faith and prayer and activation, you can direct your prayer life in this season in a new way, with a new focus. So check that out and maybe commit to doing that every day. So we've covered a lot of ground today. Hopefully God has spoken to you and encouraged you. I just want to end with a prayer and patience activation now. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions, and maybe it helps you to just pause, maybe even close your eyes as you just listen to these words and see what God says to you. Firstly, I want you to take a moment to think of one or two live situations in your life, something in your home, in your studies, maybe it's in your relationships, your finance, or your health. What are those one or two burning issues? Just allow the Holy Spirit to bring them to mind right now. Invite the Holy Spirit to come close, to walk with you in these situations right now. Ask the Holy Spirit now to zoom out and show you what he's doing in that situation. Does he want to remind you of any promises? Personal ones, prophetic ones, those from Scripture. You could be real with him about any pain, frustration that you're finding in those situations. And just ask God what he thinks and wants to show you. What does he want to give you? What do you need to be able to endure, to keep going, to have persistence and patience in each of those situations? Maybe take a note of anything that the Holy Spirit whispers to you today and remind you of. I'm just going to end with a prayer of simply asking God to help us. So join with me. Lord God, thank you that you are patient with us. Holy Spirit, as we stay connected to you, would you grow the fruit of patience and persistence and perseverance in our lives, so that we can see your love continue to impact our own lives and the lives of those around us. Thank you, patient God. We love you, and we choose again to follow you today.